Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Khalid. It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in today on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM to the light. Today is Wednesday, 12/15/2010, and it's 3 o'clock, 33 degrees today in Atlanta, so it is a very cold day. So make sure, everyone, that you're taking your vitamins, staying healthy, and keeping warm because it is a cold day out there today. Thank you to all of you that have contributed to our Salvation Army Red Kettle for the Salvation Army IRA and Joan Crock Center. We are weeks away from the Christmas holiday, so I'd like to thank everyone that has contributed so far to our kettle to help those families in need. For those of you that would like to continue or would like to contribute to the kettle, you can go on buildgrowandenjoy.com, click the red kettle, and donate as little as $5 to help these families in need this time of year. Speaking of this time of year, in these uncertain and challenging times, Americans are trying to get back on track financially or is still working towards that goal. Either way, it is stressful and discouraging. But when faced with adversity, you have to remember that true transformation takes place no matter what the challenge is, and you have to keep pushing forward to make that positive change in your life. So today, to encourage everyone, I have Stephen Hinton, CEO of Hinton Human Capital, to speak to you all about encouragement in these times from his new book, Stillness in the Storm. Hello, Stephen, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, Kalithia. Thank you for having me on. Kalithia, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Stephen. Everyone, the lines are open. Stephen is in live chat on buildgrowandenjoy.com. You can call in 347-215-8709. So tell us, Stephen, how was Stillness in the Storm created?
Stillness in the Storm, the full title of it is Stillness in the Storm, Spiritual Lessons Learned Through Unemployment. And it was written, actually started in 2007 when I started to see how the market was deteriorating and how people were starting to become unemployed. And the way things happen, as everyone remembers, you had almost a complete collapse of the financial system. And there were a lot of people who were extremely discouraged when they lost their jobs, because there was jobs were very hard to come by and things seemed to be going downhill very fast. And even I myself got caught up and lost my corporate job during that time. And like many people, I went through some different changes in my life that were very stressful and emotionally draining. So Stillness in the Storm is a book that was written through that experience to encourage people who are going through the transition of unemployment.
Right. I mean, it's so much of that going on. You know, they say that, you know, the employment industry, you know, it's picking up. People are starting to get more jobs. But, you know, when I look at, you know, the stats and do my research, you know, at the same time, more companies are closing and closing. I'm so glad that you're here today to talk to people about that, because I get so many questions and calls from people. Gosh, Kalithia, what can I do? You know, what are some avenues? It's just, you know, I am just honored to have you here today to speak on this, because this is something that's very inspiring and touching to me that I would like for you to share.
Okay.
Now, you have there are 9 quotes that are in the book, encouraging quotes that caught my eye, and it's basically, you named the 9 quotes quoted to discourage job seekers in the book. Tell us about those 9 quotes and how did you come up with them, or what are the meanings of them behind it?
Well, first of all, the meaning behind it, during the time that I was going through unemployment, after I lost my job. It was a very emotional and spiritual draining experience. And, you know, my family, my faith were some of the things that pulled me through that. And during that time, going to church and praying and doing the things that I need to do spiritually, these quotes just kind of dropped into my head. And it was because sometimes when you lose a job, sometimes people feel like they lose their identity, they lose their purpose, they lose a large part of themselves because they don't feel like they're productive anymore, they feel like they're a burden to people. And wanted to really, these words of encouragement are really to address those issues when people, like the very first one, who you are and what you are able to do and your purpose in life are not diminished because you lost a job. You know, some people believe that if I don't work, if I don't have a job, I'm not worth anything. I'm not able to do anything. I have no purpose. And the thing is, your job does not give you your identity or your purpose. That all comes from God. Your job is just a vehicle, a means to make money. It is not who you are. And the second quote was, your identity, destiny, and purpose come from God, not an employer, not a title, material goods, or income. And that reinforces the first one. And so people can understand that if you're going through a transition of unemployment, and please understand, unemployment is not a permanent situation unless you allow it to be. And you have to change the way you think about yourself and also your approach to employment. And, the third quote was, your value as a person and a worker does not change when you're laid off. Only the relationship with that particular employer does. You know, again, this goes back to the value situation. Well, because I'm not producing anything, I'm no longer valuable. No one wants me. That's some of the things that discouraged people think about when they're going through unemployment. You know, they don't think they have a value. Well, you know, that's absolutely wrong. You're still able to do a lot of great things. Your gifts, your skills that you had when you walked in out the door didn't change. They did not change. Only the relationship with your employer did. And so the onus now is finding an employer or a situation where those talents and gifts can be used. And which goes on to our fourth quote here, remember that your abilities, gifts, skills, and talents are meant to be given to those in need, and there's someone else who needs yours. You know, in this time of transition, it's not for us to sit, you know, and eat ice cream and in a dark room in front of the television and be depressed. It's time to get out and do some things for folks that may be less fortunate than you while you're going through your transition. You know, I'll give you a great example. My wife was trying to get back into the workforce because she was at home for 10 years while I was working, and she started volunteering. And through her volunteering, she landed a job and has been working ever since. And so she was out of work for 10 years with our children and then got back in the workforce because she decided, well, if I apply to jobs, that's going to, you know, get me a lot of people not saying anything, no feedback. So she got out there and started putting her talents to use in a different capacity, and that kind of networked her way into a job. So,
right. Yeah, that's definitely that is definitely so true. Mm-hmm. You just never know, but just keep going. I mean, I'm loving this. I mean,
okay.
Just keep going, Stephen.
One of the things about going through the transition of unemployment is how you respond to the journey, how you respond. And there's only really two responses that you have. Either you're going to ball up and be depressed about it and not do anything and wait for somebody else to do something for you, or you're going to become active and say, hey, look, I'm not going to wallow in this pity here. You know, number five on this list, when you were created, you were given a unique purpose and destiny. This career setback is part of your walk towards your destiny. You know, it's putting this unemployment transition in perspective. You know, sometimes when we lose our job, we get laid off, we think, oh, God is punishing me. You know, I'm being judged for something, or I'm being persecuted by the other people, the people above me for something I did wrong or something like that. Please understand that, you know, there's no accidents when you're a child of God. And he all of this is part of your destiny. So he knew this was going to happen, and this was part of the plan. So how you respond is going to be important in this situation. Now, going to number six, this kind of rolls up into number five. It says no person or entity can change what God has planned for your life except you. You know, God is moving you, when you're going through this transition of unemployment, God is moving you to a place where he has a purpose for you. It's the same situation as when the Israelites left Egypt and went to the Promised Land. He had a purpose for them there. And the issue that they had was the way they responded to the journey. You know, they didn't always do the right things when they were in the wilderness, and that cost them in a lot of situations because they didn't act in faith in the times that they needed to. And so you have to respond and understand that, hey, God has got a perfect plan for me through this transition. It's my job to follow his lead and move forward. But, you know, the way that you change your destiny, change God's plan, is when you decide to abort your part of what you need to be doing. And I'll be very honest with you. Some people who've lost their job, they've committed suicide. Some people have gone into deep depression and have not come out of it. You know, I was in a deep depression. I at one time was suicidal because I thought that I wasn't worth anything. And hey, I'm a recruiter and I'm supposed to know what to do. And I was going through some things, but there was a purpose for that. And so I could do what I'm doing now. And now the last thing, number seven, it says this: if a company hired you before, another one will hire you again. The only question is when. And like I said earlier, unemployment is just a transition. It's not a permanent situation unless you decide you want to be permanently unemployed. And, you know, I know people are losing houses. I know people or families are in distress and there's food, issues that are going on financially. I understand that. And, you know, I know that pain. But the thing is, this is only a win, not a situation where you won't get hired. But number eight, you will grow stronger and smarter from the lessons you've learned through this experience. You're going to learn some new things. You're going to learn some new things about yourself, other people, the job market, and different things. And it's going to change you fundamentally. And that's what the transition of unemployment does to people. It will make you stronger. You'll come out with a new hunger, a new perspective on work and life. And then finally, and this is kind of the one that really hits home for me, it says faith and fear are chosen and not given. Your choice between them determines your results in life. You know, faith and fear are the same thing, just different perspectives. And you have to choose each day which one you're going to live in. You know, Bible says pretty pointedly that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So
right.
Fear was never given to you. And, you know, you definitely need to choose a faith-filled path. And so, you know, those are the nine encouraging things to say to a discouraged job seeker to get them motivated and situated in their walk through unemployment.
All right. Yeah, it's definitely true. I mean, so many people come to me and just say, you know, they're unemployed, what do I do? But a lot of them have come back to me with their testimony and told me the good things that have come out of it because they've discovered some things within them that they didn't even know that was there.
Right.
And it's funny, too, that really points out to me is point number 5 and 6 about, you know, when you were created and given a purpose and a destiny. I never knew I would be doing radio. I mean, you know, I've been in the financial world 15 years plus, and I will be honest, I had a donut experience. I ran from this for a whole year. Mm-hmm. And when I finally decided to, I hear the voice, you know, because I'm very spiritual, and when I finally make the decision to do so, it's like he's placed so many people in my path to help me make this successful and at the same time delivering the message to so many people in need. It is just amazing, and it's so true. It is so true,
right.
Stephen.
Right. And you know what? Let me say something towards the financial piece, because I know your listeners like to talk about financial issues. You know, what you decide to do as a career is one of the greatest financial decisions you'll ever make.
Right.
You know, it's one of the greatest financial decisions you'll ever make. And so, you know, in this time of transition, you're going to have to make a decision on what you're going to do when you rejoin the job market. And, you know, that's that here in America, you know, there's a real serious situation where the average education level of the American worker hasn't changed in over 20 years. And the jobs that are growing fast are jobs that require more advanced training and education in science,
right,
technology, engineering, and mathematics. So that's where everything is headed. And so I wanted to say that because it'll segue into some things we'll talk about a little bit later.
Right. Yeah, it's very touching. I just think that I've been trying to deliver this message, what you are saying in your book and what you're talking about today, to everyone since the show kicked off in November. And it's, like I said, it's so funny, you know, like I said, I was running from it, but, you know, since November we have just been growing rapidly. There's so many people in need of this information. It's just not about the money. It's about the foundation, the mindset, and, you know, all else will come. I mean, it's very powerful information, and it's funny because I have, on the 29th, I have Judge Greer coming on to speak, you know, about some of this same information that you're speaking on, just, you know, more geared towards, like, the, you know, the families and the youth, because it starts there also.
Right.
So we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to finish up hearing what you have to say. So we'll be right back.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Raymond Odom of Ad Council Associates, an affiliate of I Promote You. Whether you are a new business or an established business, you will have a need for marketing material. When you are struggling for marketing ideas, why not call us at 800-521-5205 for a free consultation, or find our website at www.promoplace.com/cooperatives.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
We are back. Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And today is a day of encouragement for everyone in these challenging times. And I have Stephen Hinton, CEO of Hinton Human Capital. I'm just here today to encourage everyone with his new book, Stillness in the Storm. The lines are open, 347-215-8709. Join us in live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Stephen, when is Stillness in the Storm due on the shelves, or where can a copy be picked up at?
Well, there's actually two books in Stillness in the Storm. There is a devotional, or I call it a quasi-devotional, called Stillness in the Storm Quotes that is already available. You can go to my website, hintonhumancapital.wordpress.com, and pick it up online, or Hinton Career Ministries at blogspot.com, and or you can the Word of Faith Family Cathedral Bookstore. It's available there as well. And I'm going to put the URLs in chat so everyone will be able to get to it.
Okay, perfect. Now, not only are you a writer, you are a businessman, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So you're CEO of Hinton Human Capital. Tell us about your business. Tell us about Hinton Human Capital.
Hinton Human Capital is an executive search firm that specializes in green, environmental, and infrastructure jobs. I place people that do work such as environmental cleanup, you know, like oil spill work, that type of work, and people who do work in green buildings, people who also do civil engineering, environmental sciences. So those are the types of work that I do. Architecture as well. And it's anything in the built environment, basically, in terms of what I work on.
You have, and I've been kind of promoting it on the site, something about where, you know, the articles for these engineering students,
mm-hmm.
where you think, like, you know, right now that's a hot area where students should go because the future of the industry is very high paying. Tell us a little more about that article that's been posted on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Okay. The name of the article is 77,000 Reasons for HBCU Grads to Become Engineers and Scientists. And what the article is about is, first, it's pointing HBCU grads towards job opportunities and career opportunities in what I mentioned earlier, STEM, science, technology, engineering and mathematics jobs. And the federal government understands that in order for America to compete in the future, we're going to have more highly trained and highly skilled STEM professionals in a lot of areas. Now, some people may not be familiar with STEM, but you deal with one of the four STEM fields every day. Well, if you know, a lot of people have a cell phone. That's technology, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics that go into building a cell phone. Most of us drive down the street. You know, that's a civil engineering career. Most of us turn on the water and drink water. That's environmental engineering. You know, we touch something in a STEM field every day, and these are some of the most high. These are the highest paying jobs that are available, and these jobs are coming open. The problem is there's not enough people to fill them. And I'll give you some examples, and you can go out on the internet and look at that. According to Bureau of Labor Statistics, the environmental engineering industry is going to grow 30% over the next 10 years. Civil engineering, 24%. Energy is going to grow tremendously. And I'm not just talking about wind and solar. I'm talking about geothermal. I'm talking about wave energy. I'm talking about waste to energy. I'm talking about some other fields that people don't normally hear about. And so this STEM program is been developed to pay a fellowship up to $77,000 for an HBCU interested HBCU grad to get a degree, a master's degree, from a very prestigious group of colleges. And you know, many of them are in the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic, but you know, they are very good schools. I'll give you some examples: New Jersey Institute of Technology, University of Delaware, Delaware State, University of Pennsylvania, Bucknell, Carnegie Mellon, Georgetown, Catholic University of America, George Washington, Howard University, Fairleigh Dickinson, Drexel. These are very, very good schools.
Right.
That people can attend and can get a scholarship. Duquesne, LaSalle, so many of them are schools that are well known for strong academics. And if you go on to the article, either on Bill Grow and Enjoy, there are links to where you can get more information on this fellowship. And understand, it's for recent HBCU grads. So, but there are other programs out there, I just don't have the information on them all, for people to make that transition.
Right. Definitely blog the information on the site. You're really good at it, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it's funny, you're giving me some things. I'm like, oh, I can do that.
So,
definitely blog it. And everyone, to get information about Stephen, you can get all his contact information from the buildgrowandenjoy.com site. He's under the featured guest. How long are you going to be on chat, Stephen, today?
I'm going to be on chat for the full hour.
Okay.
So I want to make sure, since no one has tried to call in and ask me questions, I'm sure there's going to be some questions out there. And
right.
Be very happy to answer questions.
Right. And then also keep in mind, everyone, you can also email Stephen through the buildgrowandenjoy.com site also.
Mm-hmm.
That's a feature that we have set up also for all of our guests that have been on this show. So thank you so much for coming onto the show today, Stephen. I'm pretty sure, you know, me and you will talk, you know, further down the line. But your information has been very valuable and powerful today. I will post up some information in regards to where, you know, they can pick up your book.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to get a copy myself. But I just wanted to definitely just tell you thank you for taking the time out today and sharing this information with us.
One last thing. The second book of Stillness in the Storm will be on the shelves in February.
Okay.
It's going to be ready probably February 15th.
Okay. I will make note of that.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on site for you. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Stephen. You have been wonderful.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you next.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. So that concludes our show for today, everyone. Just make sure from the hustle to the boardroom, you guys get your business plan together, because that campaign is going to be big. I'm talking nationwide. So keep tuning in to hear more details from our campaign. Donate to the kettle. Tune in on Wednesday here at 3 p.m. Buildgrowandenjoy.com anytime. WIDL 1570 AM Survivor. We have grant writer Kimberly Harris of BCM Federal to speak about government grant funding for school and your business. Stay warm, everyone, and have a great rest of the week and weekend.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.